Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Positive Dragon Podcast. I am your host, Inasha Dragon, and allow me to be real with you for a sec. You know what? Because I normally say, hope you get your vibes right. And to be honest, I don't know if this message is exactly going to help you get your vibes right. But I will follow it up with some affirmations so that, you know, after this little rant or whatever, we can get our vibes right together. Because, oh, I got to reset and help myself get myself together. But I try to share with you guys the real about my life. Or at least about situations I go through in my life, so that you guys can also, you know, understand when you're going through stuff, you might not feel so bad about it. I'm like, for me, sometimes with me trying to be more positive when I do go through stuff, sometimes I'd be like, oh my God, I was negative. And I like beat myself up about being negative. But the thing about it, all of that is, what I'm trying to say is that you are going to have bad days. You're going to feel down. You're going to feel low. You're going to have days where you feel like that. Positive Dragon Podcast and like affirmations and meditation and all those things that people try to do to help you raise your vibrations is not them just saying get over it. Okay. It's not in any way, shape, or form me trying to dismiss that bad things may be going on in your life. However, we only can control how we react to things. Sometimes that is the only control. We can only control how we prepare for things. And then once things have happened, how we react to how they have happened. That's it. And sometimes, it's very few times, I will say, you need to react in that anger. And the only time I would say you need to react in anger is sometimes when your life, maybe if you're in a life or death situation, you need to do what's going to keep you the safest. And maybe if that's running away screaming, then maybe that's what you need to do. But in like everyday life or like situations with home and spouses and stuff like that, I just feel like the best way to react to any situation is in love. Is to think about it from a loving standpoint. And even though the outcome of that thought still might be, I need to leave, because that would be best for me and this person, or that would be best for myself or whatever, like just trust and go into that with a positive thought process and pattern in life. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, because I just feel like I see a lot of people come at the whole positive vibes and stuff like that. They'll say like negative things towards it, like, oh, those people are weird, or those people, like, no, I'm not telling you that you're going to constantly be happy. I'm just saying when some bad stuff go down, you don't need to react in anger just because you are angry. If you are angry, take a second to recognize that you're angry. Maybe go be alone for a little bit. Go talk to yourself. Go meditate. Go figure out like, okay, I'm angry. This is why I'm angry. This is, you know, and really give yourself a fair chance at reacting to this in a way that's going to be most helpful to you. And I'm sorry, I personally have never had a reaction out of anger that has helped me. I have only, when I react out of anger, I normally make things worse. I normally, now I'm stuck having to apologize for some of my actions when in actuality I reacted out of anger, you know, and this other person may have made me angry, but now I'm apologizing to other people that I wouldn't have even had to say, apologize to or do anything to their lives if I wouldn't have been angered by this other person, or if I wouldn't have reacted in the anger from this other person. You get what I'm saying? And if you don't, then I don't know how else to explain it, because it's the best way I can explain it. But what I'm saying is, you know, I feel like right now, I see with a lot of the spiritual community, I follow a lot of people who are into like astrology and hoodoo and things like that. And a lot of those people talk about, you know, how, you know, you need the darkness to see the light and stuff like that. And I agree. And to an extent, like, I agree. Like, yeah, you go through shit. You do. But I don't think you should ever react in anger. You need to react in a place from a place of calm understanding. If you react If you are upset about something and then you automatically react just because you are angry, you know, you didn't take into consideration how to best use this. Like, a lot of times I hear those people preach about using your darkness to your advantage and all this stuff. And it's like, if you just reacting out of anger, you're not using that to the best of your ability. You're not. You jump to a reaction to automatically, you know, like, now this stuff has got to be handled or this thing has to be reacted to right now, instead of sitting back in thought. And, you know, people like, oh, well, sometimes when you sit on stuff, it makes you not, you know, it's like you're trying to calm yourself down, or you're trying to make yourself not care about it anymore, or nothing like that. And that's not the case. I say evaluate what is the best option for how to deal with this situation, and then move forward. Meditate on that and then move forward with a confident reaction that you can stand firm on, that you can be like, you know what? This, while I may have, you know, while this negative thing is happening to me, I think this is the best way for me to handle this situation for my life, and then move forward. So again, when I say, you know, vibes high, spirit unbothered, in order to keep your spirit unbothered, when you are bothered, you have to recognize it and then solve it to then get back to an unbothered state. You know, that's, you have to fix it. You have to, you know, recognize it, understand it, and then you can let it go. And then you can go and do as many positive affirmations and, you know, all this stuff to kind of like pump yourself back up, so you are ready to take on, you know, your next feat. And that's really the best way I can explain that to you. I feel like I constantly kind of try to bring back into this talks about dealing with, you know, when you are negative, just to show you guys, like, I go through things. I haven't recorded the Positive Dragon podcast pretty much all last week. The last episode I have up was from last Friday, Friday before last, because I was going through things, and I don't like to make, I reacted in anger instead of where I normally react from, because I kept feeling the urge to say, you know, I kept getting that little verbiage people say, well, like, you're not gonna be positive all the time, and those positive vibe only people are crazy or weird or tripping, or, you know, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I can't be positive all the time. And instead, it's like, I'm not asking you to be positive all the time. The Positive Dragon podcast is that positive space. It is a space where I am going to be positive and uplifting and inspiring. It's not saying to you that is the only way. It's saying to you that I feel, you know, I'm trying to give some positive energy, so just in case you haven't received any anywhere else. And so I just felt the need to say that again. And I hope that this talk, maybe because, I don't know, when I'm going through stuff, it seems like I'll see that other people are also going through stuff. So I'm just trying to speak more on when I am going through things, or speak more on the lessons I learned from going through them, just to help people further in life. I was listening to a podcast that was three men that are all fathers, and they were talking about, you know, as a father, I got notes. Like, as a father, you don't have to go through things because I've got notes. And, you know, as a woman who grew up without her parents, because my parents died when I was young, and I don't have those people to give me those notes. But so I thought to myself, you know, let me have those talks on my podcast, and let me be that voice and those notes for some other child or young person, or even young adult, whatever, like, whoever's listening. You could be a grown person and you can still learn things about yourself. So you can still be learning things about the world around you too, as well. But, you know, so again, you know what? I said I was going to add some affirmations to this, but this podcast is already
about at 10 minutes now. And y'all know I do not keep Positive Dragon podcast that long because it's just supposed to be a moment of positivity. So I really, really do hope that this message that I put out here is a note to someone that might need it in the future. We'll get back into those affirmations and everything starting fresh on Dragon Tuesday. So make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to. Rate it if you are on a service that needs it to be rated. Like, rate me high too, please, if you like it. And if you're looking for some affirmations and stuff like that today, check out some of my older episodes. I have tons of episodes, like I have really, really tons of episodes where it's affirmations and positive quotes and stuff like that. So go back and listen to some of the older episodes, no matter what day it is you tuned into them, because they're not really day specific. Sometimes I'll mention days of the week and stuff like that in there, but not often. I even have some for Mercury retrograde. Which we're coming up on another retrograde. So I'll try to throw some in. Some Mercury retrograde affirmations in here somewhere coming up soon, okay? Thank you guys so much for listening. To everybody that supports this podcast and gives it a listen, I really appreciate you. You guys are amazing and wonderful. And yeah, I hope that you keep your vibes high and your spirit unbothered until we speak again tomorrow, bright and early, all right? Peace, love, and light.